Are we safer yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. Today is day number whatever of the Great American Border Safety Shutdown. I added reverb because it needs something. It needs to be scarier, because this is the first time I can recall seeing a president invoke terrorism and have it not work, which is why neither side is moving. People just aren't as scared about imported terrorism as he is. Instead, the focus is on the stories of federal workers, most of them regular middle-class people, who are talking about missing mortgage payments and rent payments and having to use food pantries. The Minneapolis airport even set up a food pantry for TSA workers and air traffic controllers. That's what's scary. Another scary thing is knowing that the government can just cut off your pay for weeks or months and it's all legal. And yes, government employees will be paid eventually, but government contractors won't. And according to the White House's own figures, the cost of all this is about $1 billion a week, which means that to get $5.7 billion to build a wall against foreigners, we've taken $3 billion from regular Americans and built nothing. But don't worry, I'm not going to sit here quoting you scary economic numbers. In fact, I couldn't even if I wanted to, because the federal workers who compile the scary numbers, guess where they are right now? How convenient. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.